I'd missed Kirby's funeral while I was in the infirmary in Edinburgh. A couple of weeks had gone by after that, and I'd talked to Will and Georgia by phone occasionally. Gaming night came along, and as I had most weeks for the past several years, I showed up at Will and George's place. I had my Arcanos rulebook with me and a Crown Royal bag filled with dice. I was wearing a black t-shirt that had a monochrome image of several multi-sided dice and said, in block print, "Come to the dork side. Do not make me destroy you." Will answered the door and smiled at me. "Hey, Harry. Wow, your face is manly." "Chicks dig scars," I said.
"Who is it?"
came Andy's voice. It sounded limp, lifeless. "It is I, Harry Dresden," I said solemnly. Georgia appeared behind Will, smiling.
"Harry,"
she looked at my shirt and my gaming stuff.
"Oh, we weren't really going to..."
Kirby had been the one who ran the game for us. I stepped aside, grabbed the geek standing behind me, and tugged him forward. "This is Waldo Butters," I said, "and his geek penis is longer and harder than all of ours put together." Butters blinked, first at Georgia and Will, and then at me.
"Oh," he said. "Thank you?"
Will looked from Butters to me, his eyes searching. "What is this?" he asked gently. "Life," I said. "It keeps going. Butters says he can handle an Arcanos game, or he can run a bunch of other ones if we want to try something new." I cleared my throat. "If you like, we can go over to my place, change of view and so on." Georgia looked at me and gave me a small and grateful smile. Will looked at me uncertainly. Then he turned back into the apartment.
"Andy?"
She appeared beside Georgia. Andy looked absolutely withered. Multiple broken ribs and major surgery will do that to you. She was on her feet and moving, but it was clear that she'd been staying with Will and Georgia so that they could help care for her until she recovered. I smiled at Andy and said, "I don't think Kirby would want us to stop playing completely. What do you think? I mean, it won't be the same game, but it might be fun." She looked at me and then at Butters. Then she gave me a little smile and nodded. Will swung the door open wide and we went inside, where I introduced Butters to everyone and produced several bottles of Mac's Best Ale. See, here's the thing. Morgan was right. You can't win them all. But that doesn't mean that you give up. Not ever. Morgan never said that part. He was too busy living it. I closed the door behind me while life went on. This is James Marsters. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Turncoat by Jim Butcher. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse, produced by David Rapkin, and directed by Bob Walter. Turncoat is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc. Copyright 2009, all rights reserved. The book, Turncoat, is available wherever rock books are sold.